Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan. Thank you very much once again, and good morning, everyone. Let's take a look at how prices fared in the resumption of trading at Kansas City and on the Chicago Board of Trade. We, of course, do the overnight contracts at 8:50 in our pre-opening commodity market report. At Kansas City, July wheat opened at 502, down 4.25. September at 507, down 7. And December at 512, down 5.75. July wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 416.5, down 2. September at 428, down 3.5. December at 442, down 5.5. And March 07 opened at 457, down 8.5. July corn, 257.5, down 2.75. September, 267.25, down 4. December at 281, down 4.25. March 07 at 289.25, down 5. The May contract for 07 at 294.25, down 5.5. And July corn for 07 opened at 301, down 3.75. Under the soybeans now, July at 593, down 5. August at 599.5, down 5. September at 605, down 5.5. November at 615, down 6 on the open. January 07 at 623, down 6.5. And the March 07 soybeans on the Board of Trade, 626, down 9.5 on the open this morning. July soybean meal open at 174.50, down 80, and August at 176.30, down 60. July soybean oil, 25.30, down 27, and the August contract at 25.48 was down 29.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincolnland Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnlandAgriEnergy.com.
Well, I mentioned the gold and silver prices both down this morning because some sources have been crediting that for the downward open on the commodity markets, and we'll talk things over and see if talk things over with and see if he agrees with Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management in Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Jay. What are you trying to do to these prices?
I'm not doing anything to them. I'm just reporting. Don't shoot the messenger. Well, they are, I guess, down a little bit more than some people expected this morning.
Yeah, you know, up until today, it seemed like to us we had two separate market psychologies moving through the commodities. We had the inflationary commodities that have been beat up pretty well all week long, and then we had the grains that had found some support off some of the micro factors, you know, mostly weather, hot in the southern plains, hot in the western corn belt as far as, you know, forecasts coming up this next week, and also a little bit too wet in the eastern corn belt, and we'd certainly say that here in Lafayette. So we also had some residual, you know, positive effects from the USDA's report last week that kind of helped the grains out. But today it seemed like all that came together, and the inflation reports that the government put out, both the PPI and CPI this week, the market probably looked at and said, you know, we've bought the rumor, sold the fact that there was going to be inflation. The consumer prices are up 5.1% on an annual rate, the core CPI up 2.2% on an annual rate. We know we're right now. Why not take some profit? And it wasn't just in the U.S. inflation rates we didn't think either, Jay, because China has done a lot. And this week in particular and last week, you know, they raised their currency last week, and now they're pushing back on a 19% iron ore increase by suppliers. So all this says to the market is that, in our opinion, that this week at least, the U.S. and the Chinese government and market in general think that we're moving towards inflation fighting. And so they are taking some money off the table, and the grain markets have reacted to that today.
Mm-hmm. Silver for June right now down 46.5, July 37, lower. The gold for May down 1090 and June at 27.70 lower, 21 lower for July. Is that what a lot of people are watching this morning?
Yeah, you know, a lot of the folks saw the limit down move in copper earlier this week, and they took a pause, at least from what we could pick up, and said, okay, is this from high margins or margins going up and thin volume and thin liquidity, or is this the beginning of something? And so it seems like they've casted their vote at this point. We're watching the technicals very closely, though. You mentioned silver. July silver is dancing right on its 50-day moving average. June crude, it tested its 50-day moving average yesterday, has gone below it, but it's still only about 25 cents below it right now. And November beans, they have tested their 200-day moving average today on the low of around 611.5. So we've gotten to the point where these fundamentals and this inflation, we believe, has caused enough of profit-taking and long liquidation in these sectors. Now it goes back to the technicals, and will the market step in? Will there be sidelined buyers, pent-up buyers that have been waiting for a correction, come in and buy this market? Because there are still some issues out there that we have to contend with. But, you know, at the end of the day, Jay, I tell you, every time we go through this, and it seems like every time we get done with a week, we look hard at our recommendations, and we look at our recommendations against the market action, and all we can say to producers and clients right now is keep it simple. This kind of market action and what's going on just reinforces bought puts and not selling too much cash too early in the year, especially when you incorporate these market prices and what they're doing and the current weather and the crop uncertainty, because not everybody has a good crop. We've heard from more than one farmer in Indiana and Illinois this year that planting was not like last year's planting, meaning nearly as good. So we just keep on the same path of buying puts and trying to keep risk, known cost, not try and go out there and spend a lot of money, take a stake in and say the high is in the market, or take the opposite extreme and say I'm not selling till the high is in. It's just not that type of market to be doing that in our view.
Okay. Well, one investment that you can make, and I'm leading up to something here because tomorrow our May pledge drive begins as we get toward the end of our fiscal year. And so you'll have a chance, agricultural listeners who appreciate our service, to pledge your support. And, Mike, I know you're a huge supporter of our service and in more ways than one, and one I wanted to mention right now. You wrote a very nice letter on behalf of Ed Kieser for the Campus Public Engagement Award here at the University of Illinois. They select somebody or maybe a couple of people each year to win an award recognizing, on behalf of the University of Illinois, their service to the region, not only the campus community, but off campus, and in large part because of what Ed does for the agricultural industry, he won that award.
That's fantastic.
I wanted to thank you for the letter.
Well, it goes back to, you know, we've said this many times, but we can't say it enough, but it's not just what you folks do and the abilities that you have at the radio station. It's the people there. I mean, you are a terrific group of people, and it's very rare where you have a very neat unit of business, and behind that you have very, you know, phenomenal people that are nice, that are cordial, that, you know, are always there to bend for you when you have problems. You know, in our situation, being in Lafayette, if we have an issue where we can't make a commodity week and we have to do it over the phone, if at all possible, you know, Dave and Todd are always there to help us. And we thank you, too, because you really make it easy for us to participate in wonderful programming. So hats off to you, and good luck on your fund drive.
Well, thank you much, Mike. You'll be back during the closing market report today. I'll say have a good weekend, and I want to thank you for all of the service that you donate to the radio station and to the agricultural community through our radio station. Without you guys, we couldn't offer this service.
Well, on behalf of Chuck and I, it's our pleasure, Jay. You have a good weekend, too.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep, bye-bye.
Mike Susilo, and he is, of course, from Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. He'll join us again during the closing market report. Wheat for July now at Kansas City trading at 498 is down 8.25. July wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade at 412 is down 6.5. September at 424 down 7.5. The July corn at 254 down 6.25. September at 264.75 down 6.5. December at 278 down 7.25. March 07 at 287 down 7.25. July soybeans at 592 down 6. August at 598.5 down 6. September at 604 down 6.5. November at 614.5 down 6.5. Soybean meal for July 174.40 That's down 90, and July oil, 25.22, down 35. Feeder cattle for May at 103.55, up 5, and June live cattle, 76.70, down 110. June lean hog, 67.70, down 22.5. Crude oil, the June contract, 68.50, down 105. CRB index down 527 at 343.38. The dollar, 85.27, up 89. The Dow Industrials up a little over 3 points at 11,131.5. Silver for June down 46.5 at 12 even, and July at 12.16, down 36. Gold for June at 652, that's down 28.90, and July at 663, even down just a little over 21. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, 10 o'clock. Jack Brighton, the host of Focus 580. What's up today?